Before we start day two, just want you to pause, just to stop for a few seconds and just to breathe. Just breathe in and then exhale. Just allow the stillness just to wash over you as we begin this reflection today. The place called the skull, the crucified God. O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine. Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine. The reading today is taken from Matthew 27, verses 32 to 37. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes amongst themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Executions took place outside the city, in places of maximum publicity, by the main routes into the city, as a warning and a deterrent, that the sign above the cross of Jesus was in three languages, as we learn elsewhere, makes this clear: this is a message and a signal. Around the edge of any growing ancient city would have been quarries, close to the main roads, managing the endless demand for building material. Occasionally the quarriers would come to a rock that was flawed or cracked, perhaps from earthquakes. They would chisel around and continue cutting back, so that over time the quarry floor would have lumps and outcrops of damaged rock sticking out, standing alone, rejected by the builders. One of these had attracted the name Skull, because that is what it looked like. It was a place used for executions. It was by this rock, or upon it, that Jesus was crucified. We know that for the first years after the death of Jesus, the Jerusalem Christians gathered by this stone on Easter Day. That makes sense of the words of Peter, "Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood." The stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner. It's a reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. The first Christians were often from among the poor, the marginalised, the socially worthless. To such people came this unexpected invitation: come to Jesus. You too are like stones in the quarry, left behind like so much debris, odd shapes and flawed, pieces no one found any use for, discarded after the powers have chosen the best by their measures of value and importance. But you are in fact of great value. Here, at the place of the skull, we too come flawed, unpromising, and far behind when judged by the preoccupations and obsessions of this present age. As we reflect on that realization that we as humans are flawed, yet valued and called by a loving God, Let's listen to the words of this song, Beautiful Things, by the band Gunga. all the usual measures of what makes us acceptable, impressive, or even useful have been suspended, or rather reversed. Come to him, says Peter. Really? This takes some trusting. We should expect anything built on such a foundation to look foolish, sound irrelevant, be easy to mock and despise by any normal measure. We will not be found on grand designs. We will never be impressive building materials. But nor was Jesus. He was the stone the builders rejected. If Jesus, the rejected one, is the foundation stone of life, we are being shown a completely different way of knowing ourselves and of seeing and knowing God. All that has been rejected and left behind as worthless must now be seen in a new light. Jesus, the stone the builders rejected, has become the foundation stone for the only building that really matters, the new humanity built on his love. Where do you connect with these thoughts? We're going to spend a minute now in silence to reflect on those words. Let us pray. Christ, our victim, rejected and cast aside as of no worth, may we not turn away from you, but find here, with all this world rejects, a sure foundation for new life and hope, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. You may want to pause this now and add your own prayers. I'm going to end with a prayer used by people across the world in Alcoholics Anonymous and in various places called the Serenity Prayer. As we think about ourselves as imperfect beings, but accepted by God. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen.